This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Chamisha lo Yisroimu, v'im tormu ein trumasa truma. The following five people may not separate truma. Even b'dieved, the produce that they separated, is not considered truma, and truma must be separated again from the produce. Hacherish v'ashoita v'akotin, v'hatayrim es she'enoi shaloi. A deaf mute, a fool, a child, or a person who takes maisers, someone else's produce, without permission. Nochri shetaram es shel Yisrael, afilu berishus, ein trumasai truma. A guy, a Gentile, who takes maaser of a Jew's produce, even with permission, that truma is not considered truma, and that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Truma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Cheresh hamedaber ve'inoy shemeya lo yitroim. A deaf person who can speak may not separate truma l'chadchila, since he cannot hear his own bracha. V'im toram trum asai truma. But bidi eved, it is considered truma. Cheresh shedibru by chachamim b'chol makam, she'enoy lo shemeya v'lo medaber. Generally, the deaf person, cheresh, to whom Chazal referred to, means a person who can neither hear nor speak, as is the example in the previous Mishnah. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Truma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Katan Shelo Hevish De Saris. Rav Yehuda Omer, Trumasa Truma. Even if a child has not yet grown the two body hairs that are a sign of physical being mature, Rav Yehuda said that the truma he separates is still valid, b'di'evit, provided that he has reached the age of chinuch. Rav Yosi Omer, im ad shelo bo la'onis nedarim, ein trumasai truma. Rav Yosi said that he must be of the age for his nedarim to be valid, which is 12 years old for a boy and 11 for a girl. Mishabo la'onis nedarim, trumasa truma. When he comes into the age of his nedarim to be valid, then his separation of truma is a good truma separation. That's the end. Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Truma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ein tarmin zesim al hashemin, v'lo anovim al hayoyin. If a person has olives and olive oil, both of which must be separated, he may not separate truma from the olives on behalf of both the olives and the oil, since one may not separate an unfinished product on behalf of a finished product. And the same thing if he has grapes and wine. He may not separate just from the grapes on behalf of both the grapes and the wine. V'im tarmu b'shamay aymrim trumas atzman bohem. If he did it anyway, b'shamay said that the olives and the grapes are considered separated, they're considered tithe, but the oil and the wine are not. Ubeis Hillel aymrim ein trumasa truma. But Beis Hillel said that nothing is considered separated properly, it's not considered tithed. Since he meant to tithe everything together, it is all or nothing, according to Beis Hillel, and that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Ein Tarmin min Aleket, min Ashikra, min Apeya, min Ahefker, v'lo m'maisa Rishon shenit l'trumasai, v'lo m'maisa Sheni, v'hegdish sheniftu. If a person has tevel produce, he may not separate truma on its behalf from either leket, or shikra, or peya, or something hefker, or maaser rishon, from which Truma has been separated, or Maisa Sheni or Hegdish, that was redeemed, because all of these things are all exempt from taking Trumas and Maisas from it. Velo min hachiv ala petur, velo min hapetur ala chiv. One may not separate Truma from produce that is obligated in separation, for example, it's fully grown produce, on behalf of produce that is potter, it's exempt, for example, that which grew to less than one-third of its development, or vice versa, it won't work for each other. V'lo min ha-tolush al ha-mechubar, v'lo min ha-mechubar al ha-tolush. Nor may one separate truma from produce that has been harvested on behalf of produce that is still attached to the ground, or vice versa. V'lo min ha-chadush al ha-yoshin, v'lo min ha-yoshin al ha-chadush. Nor may one separate truma from this year's crop on behalf of last year's crop, or vice versa. V'lo mipeiros ha'aretz al peiros chutz la'aretz. V'lo mipeiros chutz la'aretz al peiros ha'aretz. Nor may one separate truma from the produce of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of produce grown abroad in chutz la'aretz, or vice versa. V'im tormu ein truma son truma. In all of these cases, even bidi eved, it is not considered truma, and that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Terumos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, Chamisha lo Yisraimu, Ve'im Tarmu Trumasan Truma. The following five people may not separate truma lechatchila, but bidi eved, their truma is valid. Ho ilaim. V'hashikor, v'ha'arayim, v'hasumo, uval keri. Those who are mute, or they are drunk, or they don't have clothing, or they are blind, or they are a bal keri. The reason is the mute, the one who doesn't have clothing and a bal keri, cannot recite the bracha. So therefore, they're disqualified. Of course, we said if they do take the truma, it would work. The drunk person or the blind person, they cannot, because they might not give the proper tithing, the separations. And therefore, they're disqualified. L'chatchila, b'di'evad, they would work. That's the reason the Mishnah ends off saying, lo yisraimu v'im tarmu trumasan truma, that only that lechatchila they shouldn't separate the truma, but if they do separate that truma, b'di'evet, their truma is considered a truma, and that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, Ein Tarmin lo b'mida v'lo b'mishkol v'lo b'minyan. Truma must be separated by estimate. One may not measure nor weigh or nor count the amount that is separated. Aval, Tairim hu es hamodud ve es hashokul ve es hamonui. However, one may separate truma from produce that has been measured, weighed, or counted. Ein tarmin basal ubakupo shehim shel mido. One may not separate truma using a full measuring basket, since it looks as if he is measuring, but one may use it if it is half or a third full. Lo yisraim baso chetzio shechetzio mida. One may not separate using a half full saw basket, since they are sometimes marked at the half point and used for measuring. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Terumais, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ein Tarmin Shemen Alaz Zeisim Hanichtoshin, Vlo Yayin Ala Novim Hanidrochis. If a person has olive oil and crushed olives prepared for pressing, or wine and crushed grapes which are prepared for squeezing, he may not separate truma from the oil on behalf of the olives or from the wine on behalf of the grapes. V'im taram trumasa trumai v'yachse v'yitraim. Bidi evid, if he did so, his tithing does count, it's valid, since unlike the Mishnah we had before in Mishnah Dalet, here the kohen benefits from receiving a fully ready product. But he must tithe, separate for truma maisis, the olives and grapes again after he squeezes them, and this is a derabbanan dika halacha. Ha rishayna me damas bifnei atzma. If the first truma gets mixed with chulin, it makes the entire mixture forbidden to a non-kohen. V'chayovin aleho chaymish. If a non-kohen eats the first truma by accident, he must add a fifth when repaying it. Aval lo shnia. The second truma is only midrabanan, therefore neither of these chumrais, these stringencies, they do not apply. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, V'tarmin Shemen al Zeisim Hanichboshin, V'yayin al Anovim Lasoisam Tzimukim. If a person has olive oil and pickled olives, which he intends to eat and not squeeze into oil, or he has wine and grapes, which he intends to make into raisins, he may separate truma from the oil on behalf of the olives and from the wine on behalf of the grapes. Unlike the previous Mishnah, they are all finished products, so it works. Hare shetoram shemen al zeisim la'achila, v'zeisim al zeisim la'achila, v'yayin al anovim la'achila, v'anovim al anovim la'achila, v'nimloch l'dorkon, if a person tithes separated for truma oil on behalf of olives that he intends to eat, or olives on behalf of olives, or wine on behalf of grapes that he intends to eat, or grapes on behalf of grapes, and then he changed his mind and decides to squeeze them, the truma is still valid, since when he separated truma, he intended to eat the olives and grapes, and they were then considered a finished product, and therefore it works. And that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Ein tarmin medavish nigmar malachtoi, al davish lo nigmar malachtoi, velo medavish lo nigmar malachtoi, al davish nigmar malachtoi, velo medavish lo nigmar malachtoi, al davish lo nigmar malachtoi. If a person has one pile of produce that has been fully processed and is therefore obligated in separating truma, and another pile that has not yet been processed and is therefore still putter, it's exempt, or if neither pile has been processed, he may not separate truma for one pile on behalf of the other. V'im tarmo trumasa truma bidi evid. If he did so, the truma would be valid, it would count. This is except in the case of olives with olive oil or grapes with wine in Mishnah Dalet, where even b'dieved, there the separation of tithing are not valid, since the kohen loses on the value of his truma, and that's the end of Mishnah Yud.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.